Well, hello, hello, Belinda Karani, lady of all things design. How art thou?
Hello, my darling. How the devil are you?
I'm good.
I'm very well. I'm here. I'm cooking lunch.
Oh, I thought it was lunchtime. Is it? Has the weather, like, picked up a bit there?
It has. It's actually sunny today. It was raining this morning. It's sunny. It's cold. It's chilly, is what I would say. So I've still got my sort of fleece on, but yeah, no, I'm all right. It's bright, but the sun is trying to burn through, but mostly it's just cloudy. It's the usual nonsense that goes on.
I think we've got I think we've got a bit of a lag. That is probably can you hear that?
Yes, we have got a bit of a lag. So when I stop talking sort of now,
yeah, then I can start there.
Hear it. Yeah, God, that's okay, so recording someone in Australia is going to be interesting. You have to get used to that.
Yeah, it's funny because when I used to call Scott Lowe, sometimes the lag was worse than other times. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just the luck of the day, luck of the draw.
I suppose it's funny. Yeah, but wasn't he Saudi Arabia? Was he in America then? I can't remember. He was always...
America.
He ended up in America, didn't he, or something?
I think it was America. Plus, I think we actually got used to the lag, and we probably subconsciously were making accommodations for it without realizing. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I know, but no one would get that accent. Well, no, a few people would get that accent. Do you know what I mean? I can't do it. I'm not very good at doing accents. I tried it once. I tried to do Indian ones, and it came out Welsh. It's not good at all. So I kind of stopped doing accents a long time ago. I can't do them.
Hey, what's all the banging?
You could record.
What's all the bang, bang, bang,
bang? The banging is... Oh, it's bloody annoying. It's not the flat below me, but the flat below and to the side. They're basically ripping everything out, and they should do because they had some mad sort of asylum seekers in there that we didn't know until the government rung my doorbell and said, "Do you know who's in flat number 7?" And I was like, "No." And they went, "Neither do we." But apparently, and all this story came out, which is why we'd had so many problems with them. But it's fair enough. It's just kind of what you get. So I went down, and they're ripping out the kitchen, and they're ripping out the bathroom, which is just as well. And they've cut out a bit of the carpet, and they've laid it down the sort of the front path in the garden.
Oh, lovely!
Really weird. We now have carpet in the garden.
That's so. I remember, like, when I was growing up in England, you always knew the houses were going to be dodgy when they had carpet in the garden. And tea bags in the flower beds. It's good fertilizer. I'd be like, yeah, but you've got tea bags in your flower beds and there's a carpet in your garden.
Oh, God, of course that's right, isn't it? God, I forgot about that. I've not seen tea bags in gardens in a while.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, people do use tea bags still, I suppose.
But that was back in the day when people didn't realise that the plastic and the paper wasn't great for the environment either. It's like...
That's all good. Well, we've now been thinking about straws now. Obviously,
straw
thing is
and water bottles and straws kind of like, and plastic bags
Well, the bags we've had for a while, which is I've just coming back from bloody Pilates. I had to get a couple of bits and bobs, and I went into Marks and Sparks like you do because it was there. And then I went got some stuff. Do you want a bag? And I said no because I did have a bag with me, and then it was so overloaded I felt like a pack horse on my way back. So it's kind of like counterproductive, but we've done the bags. We're now on straws. So they're banning straws, which is probably just...
Oh, they're well, actually going to ban them.
And they just stay in the environment for 20 billion years.
Wow.
And there was that video. Did you see that video? That video went viral with a turtle.
No.
If you Google it. Or
oh, no. Sure is it awful? Does something terrible happen to the turtle because of a straw?
Yeah, it was basically a straw stuck in one of the turtle's nostrils. And they did, But they didn't know what it was, and they were just like, "What is, you know, in there?"
Gross.
And then you saw it was awful because she was I don't know what she had to take a pair of that these really thin pliers.
Oh, Linda, stop now!
The turtle was trying to get away.
Stop it.
And it was all bleeding. It was terrible. It was heartbreaking. This, you know, lilting music going over it, and it was all just people freaked out about it. Hence why we now have a ban on straws.
Oh my goodness! So, did you hear? I watched on. That's horrible. Thanks for that. It's gross.
Yeah, that's all right.
That was like watching
it's
a car crash.
It's almost as good. It's not quite as good as being raped with a pineapple.
No. Arse raped.
Sorry.
With a pineapple. Yeah. Get it right.
There. Let's make that clear. It's quite different if it's
arse. Yes. Ah, dear. And what was I alluding to? What Anchor have done to themselves. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
I saw this terrible thing on YouTube about selfies and Instagram. So what's happened is people are so obsessed with selfies and posting them on Instagram and Facebook and Snapchat and whatnot. They are doing terrible things to the environment and nature. So a whole bunch of people on the beach in Mexico took a baby dolphin out of the surf to do selfies with it. And there's this huge, there's the photos on the net.
No.
Yeah. This is me. I'm giving you back your turtle story in kind. Here we go. And they're all,
Jesus.
I'm only laughing because I'm torturing Belinda. But these Mexican people standing on the beach holding, this is nothing against Mexicans, by the way, holding a baby.
Don't worry. I won't get offended. It's fine.
Holding a baby dolphin and smiling, like hundreds of people. And it died, of course.
Oh, no.
Right, and that South America, people are knocking three-toed sloths out of trees because they're so cute and adorable and they move so slowly. They're just, you know, oh, it's too cute. They're knocking them out of trees and then posing with them, putting like little hats and costumes on them. And, of course, 6 months after these poor creatures have been taken out of the tree, they drop dead because they're not supposed to be fucked with by humans.
Jesus, what's wrong with the human race?
It's screwed, isn't
God.
It? It's good. But do you think I know, it's kind of like, is it the technology that's brought this bad behaviour out? No. Humans have always been horrid monsters. This is just a new form of it, really, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. It's all, we've all, exactly. At the risk of sounding like your favourite person, Gary Vee, even he says that basically it's not made us any worse. It's just exposed us for who we are. That's all it is.
Totally.
I see that people, you know, realise it.
Oh, yeah, I agree with him.
Not that I would want you to agree with Gary Vee.
Stop it. I don't know him. I don't know him at all. I haven't got it.
I have to be careful. I'm starting to sound like him. It's really quite disturbing.
Belinda C.
Gary Vee.
The Gary. Hey,
yeah,
your name's rhyme. Belinda C. Gary Vee.
You know, I was going to do a spoof once, and I was going to, instead of Daily B, I was going to call it Daily B. And it would be me fucking nonsense. But, you know.
Belinda C and Gary V, KISSING. Yeah. The new power couple of audio.
No, he'd be like, I'm sorry, you don't post on Instagram once every 5 seconds. So, you know, I officially don't work hard enough, but still. You never know.
Oh, dearie, dearie me. You know, I saw a documentary recently. Actually, it was ages ago, so I'm lying. But anyway, it was about how... It was about how we think the world is more dangerous and there's more crime because of the internet media coverage of said crime. But in actual fact, when they do the research per capita, crime just keeps decreasing exponentially.
Yeah, they said I've seen that. That's the thing about it. The figures sort of in some ways don't lie. We've got more access to figures, and yet the crimes have gone down. We have less wars. Mm. We don't have the plague.
Yeah.
All this sort of other stuff. There's a lot to be glad about.
Mm.
And generally I am. I'm quite a positive person, but there's so many, you know, everybody's doom and gloom. Yeah.
But, you know, all I really need to be happy, Belinda, is a baby dolphin tucked under one arm, a three-toed sloth on one shoulder, and a little turtle at my feet, and a selfie.
With a straw coming out of his nose.
With a straw. Okay.
Yeah, it's awful. You're going to go. You've got to go and have a look that up. Otherwise, you'll never.
No.
Oh,
oh, I just dropped the tertiary recording device. So. But I'm gonna stop right. this now, and
no, you go right ahead. And, that's cool.
That was we could have published some of that. Some of that was quality.
Yes, that was. Yeah, it would have been quite funny. Yeah, exactly. Well, it could be, you know, daily G and B or something, or daily GB. Yes, you know, that sound makes it sound like it's like the Olympics or something. I have to think about this.
B.
It could be done though.
Somebody said to me, what was it? Somebody said something the other day that had BJ. Was it BJ? And I was
BJ,
like,
huh?
I was like, that's blowjob.
Oh, yeah, you can't have that. I've had that. Sorry.
But so many people are annoying. I find humans just really annoying most of the time. I'm pretty fussy.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think you get to that age and stage where you just, your tolerance of other people's scheisen just diminishes, doesn't it? And then you know
yeah.
who you like. You know, you've got your tribe, and you're like, I like this sort of person, that sort of person. Good, I'm happy. The rest of you get knotted.
Yeah, I know. But you good. I do want. There's some stuff I don't want to see. I don't want to listen to. I'm not interested. And and oh god, it's just so boring.
Mm.
And then I think to myself, no, Belinda, you should open yourself up and be far more. You know, sort of what's the name? I don't know, just forgiving.
Sexual?
Not forgiving of people. I don't know, I'm trying to think of the words, but I just think I should be more open to listening to stuff, which I don't normally listen to.
I don't know. I don't
think so. Why am I wasting my time on, you know?
No, I don't think so, you know. You could, you know, we could listen to everything all the time, but I think we did that when we were younger. You know, you probably read the Celestine Prophecy, didn't you?
I can't remember. I doubt it. I might have done. I don't know.
But I reckon we did.
My youth is something which I don't always care to recollect.
My son was bragging to his girlfriend. He's like, yeah, Mum used to dance in nightclubs and she took shitloads of drugs. She was outrageous, weren't you, Mum? And I was like, yep, sure was.
yeah, how lovely to meet you. Exactly. What an introduction.
No, she's met me before.
Hey, look. Yeah, well, that's fine. As long as you're honest, I suppose, I dread to think. I mean, I remember when I told my mother I'd taken drugs and she was quite shocked, but this was obviously some years later that I told her. What I find most odd is that she didn't think that I'd done them before. You know, she hadn't crossed her mind almost. I thought, really?
Done what? Number four?
No. It hadn't crossed her mind before.
Oh, I thought, I was like, what drug is,
drugs.
I was like, what drug is called number four? Did I miss out on that?
Yeah.
Have you got any?
Where can I get some? What's it like? I'll let you know.
Oh, dear, there was
there'll be some in Ibiza.
You were like, she didn't know I'd done number four. And I was like, what? That sounds fabulous.
Yeah, I don't even know what number four is. Yeah, what is number four?
Hey, that hammering for a moment got very rhythmic, and it sounded...
It did.
It sounded like the beat of an ultrasound. You know when they do those videos of new tiny babies in vitro? That's what it sounded
really?
Like. For, yeah, I was like, oh...
I wouldn't know.
Belinda...
unless these two, one's Hindu, one's Polish, unless they're sort of... performing some kind of scanning process down in flat seven. It's unlikely.
It does. It's like doof, doof, doof. It's like a baby's heartbeat. I'm like, oh, Belinda's got a baby heartbeat sound in the background to soothe her calmed nerves.
Believe you me, if I think that I was going to soothe my nerves with it, it wouldn't be a baby's heartbeat. it'd probably be a baby's death.
That's horrible. Oh, come on. You love children. You just couldn't eat a whole one.
Okay, that's true, but only on toast. Yes, and maybe Christmas.
That's excellent. I love that. Do you know what would be a soothing background sound for us? Is the sound of ice cubes hitting a glass before the gin. Like, ah.
Oh, God, yes. You'd probably have to get Paul Amani in with that because he loves his gin.
Oh, no, he does. He got really actually, like, rat shit on red wine one night and did all these amazing call-ins to me, and they were so funny. He was singing. He was like, she lovely woman. She lovely woman.
Oh my God, I can actually imagine that, but I don't think I know whether I do actually want to hear it.
It's in an episode, you can check it out whenever you like.
Oh my God, fine, I'm going to go and listen to that.
I don't know where it is. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
She lovely woman. She lovely woman. She lovely woman. She lovely woman. She me woman with me. She lovely woman. She lovely woman. She lovely woman, 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 she lovely woman.
Mr. Paul O'Money, thank you so much for that call in. It was from November the 30th, 2017, and it is still one of my favourite call-ins from you. To be serenaded by Paul, what a treat. I'm pretty sure you were drinking red wine and eating cheese, and I was doing exactly the same. And we were connecting via audio from thousands of miles away, which is what I just had the privilege of doing with Belinda Karani. So thank you, Belinda. Thank you for answering the phone for a start. Thanks for chatting with me. And thanks for just being your gorgeous self, because we love you. Now, Paul and Belinda and George D all like a drop of gin. So let's get together and have some gin and sin and sing. She lovely woman.
Selassie I the first Empress Mene, Alex Marley Black Lion Bands for the lovely woman then.
Lovely woman.
You and I become one.
Lovely woman,
come to I man,
be captivated.
You and I become one.
She say yeah, that she wants me to stay. Lovely woman,
come to I man,
someone. Lovely woman.
For all the lovely woman. This woman said she love me for sure. She said I and I make her feel so secure. Rasta man love me, she just can't ignore. Say she need this love me, me say more and more. As a man in she look from the Rasta man door. Say she walk on me black lion band's one door. If she feels sick, we alone have the cure. We alone have the cure.
Lovely woman,
come to I.